Thank you very much. Call them butter. Your Spartans are on a roll indeed. They will go into Hard Rock Stadium to face number 24, Miami. That high noonish tomorrow. Spartans 2-0 playing some ball. That's where we'll pick it up with a fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Everything is great. You're going to face a Miami team that will go into this tilt 1-1, coming off a thrilling opener to their home schedule over Appalachian State. I imagine, Coach, just another road game against a top five conference, a spirited week at practice, I'm sure.
Yes, we've had a very good week of practice, very intentional about the details and getting better. We were at physical practices on Tuesday and Wednesday. I've been very pleased with our preparation.
You're talking about a Spartan team, Coach, that has been on all cylinders offensively, putting up 80 points in the first two ball games. That is the most to start a season in a two-game span since 2007. This team certainly is in sync. Any concerns, Coach, going into this Miami tilt of maybe being a little too overconfident?
I don't anticipate that. There's nothing this week to show me any of that. Obviously, the worst thing for a team or organization is to think that all is well when all is not well. So we made the corrections from the last game, and we put together a plan to get better. And I felt like we did that, and the energy was there, the effort was there. I haven't seen any let up and with our staff or with our players.
We can't ignore the elephant in the room, and I'm sure you're, kind of tired of talking about it, but it certainly bears notice, Coach, that our Spartans have scored a touchdown on its first play from scrimmage in both games, each of them 75 yards. You've been around this great game of college football for a long, long time. It is extremely rare, but at the same time, a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is rare, and I'll tell you what, it's a great way to start. We always want to start fast and finish strong, and, we've been able to do that. But most importantly, we want to be efficient in what we do, offensively. And we want to be efficient in the run game. We want to be efficient in the pass game. And so certainly we've been able to do that the first couple of games. It's going to be about execution in this game, whether it's the first play or the last. And so that's where our focus has been.
Certainly, Coach, this game is going to feature very athletic quarterbacks. Can't say enough about ours, Peyton Thorne. He has yet to throw a pick while tossing five touchdown passes over two games. He's also rushed for one. The thing about Peyton that I'm sure impresses you, offensive coordinator Coach Johnson, is the fact that he is taking care of the football.
Yes, taking care of the football is number one. Ball security is huge. The turnover margin is the biggest indicator of winning and losing football games in the college or the professional ranks. And so taking care of the ball, taking the ball away on defense is critically important. The turnover margin is oftentimes where games are won and lost.
On the other side, De'Eriq King, everybody knows so much about him. He is a bona fide athlete. He's coming off knee surgery. It didn't last year. There is some concern down Miami way, Coach, that his numbers aren't quite up to par. Threw for 200 yards, rushed 19 times, by the way, for 79 yards in the win over Appalachian State. And when he breaks contain, that is when he is most dangerous.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal quarterback, outstanding athlete. He's a fierce competitor. He's a great leader. He's one of those types of players that, you can't necessarily stop. You just want to, hope to contain him. Obviously, we would like to keep him in the pocket and force him to throw from the pocket. We have to make sure we have coordinated pass rush so that he cannot step up and run. And then they also have some design quarterback runs where we're going to have to set the edge and build a wall. Our perimeter run support is going to be very, very important in this game, but certainly King is a player that we have to pay special attention to, and we have done that.
going back to the win over the Penguins of Youngstown State in our home opener last Saturday, Coach, Kenneth Walker III ran only seven times. That being said, he is still fourth in college football in rushing yards at 321. The reason I bring this up, the last time I looked at the weather forecast for tomorrow in Miami, you're talking the better part of 90 degrees. We've also talked about the depth, not only at the running back position, but across your ball club. Because of the heat, are you anticipating changing bodies perhaps, Coach, a little bit more often?
Yes, we're going to keep our guys fresh as possible. And, you know, we'll see, you know, how the game unfolds. But, you know, we have confidence in our two deep at most every position to be able to substitute guys, make sure guys have a clear and defined role going into the game. And when you're in the game, you're a starter. You know, that's our mentality. So, you know, the heat obviously is something that we've had to prepare for. We put a plan in place, and we've executed that plan since the beginning of training camp. And so we'll continue to do that and work our plan and keep our guys fresh.
Can't tell you how much we're looking forward to this tilt. Obviously, the U down there in Miami, traditional college football powerhouse. Needless to say, Coach, Hard Rock Stadium, a big league feel. And from what I understand, there's going to be a fine representation from Spartan Nation on hand.
Spartan Nation is going to be strong down in South Florida, and I'm really looking forward to that. Our players are looking forward to that. They're going to fill that stadium up. They're going to be loud. They're going to be proud. They're going to be cheering us on. And we're just looking forward to seeing them in the Hard Rock.
All right, Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. And all the best. Good luck against those Hurricanes.
Thank you so much. Go green.
Go white. Head Coach Mel Tucker spending some time with us. 12:06 kick. We'll have it here on WJR and, of course, across the Spartan Media Network.